Let me show you what happens when someone changes, radically changes their belief. There was a very famous French dress designer who had a belief that she could design a completely new creation in 1 hour. Now, I don't know how many of you that are listening are dress designers or no dress designers, but I think you can understand that to design a completely new creation in 1 hour is quite a feat. But she could do it because she believed that she could do it, and she did it regularly and consistently. Now, one time, the psychologists that were working with her decided to do a little experiment with her. And they said, "Now, you say that you can design a dress in 1 hour. Is that correct?" And she said, "Yes, I can." And what they did is they put her under hypnosis. And they had a little meter that was ticking every second. Tick, 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 tick. And they said, "Can you hear that meter ticking?" "Yes, I can." "Okay, every time that you hear that meter ticking, that's 1 minute. Do you understand that?" "Yes, I do." "Okay, begin designing." Tick, 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 tick. And after 3 or 4 ticks, which was really only 3 or 4 seconds, but in her mind was 3 or 4 minutes, she began to furiously scribble down on her pad of paper. And at the end of 60 seconds, at the end of 60 ticks, she had a completely new design dress that was produced into the thousands and sold all over the world. Now, notice that 1 second didn't magically become 1 minute. 1 second was still 1 second. What changed was her perception of reality. And when her model of reality, her belief in reality, her perception of reality changed, that changed her entire reality. And suddenly, she was able to produce a dress in 1 minute, design a dress in 1 minute instead of 1 hour. Beliefs are so powerful, and you get to believe whatever you choose. It has absolutely nothing to do with outer reality. It has to do what you choose to believe in your consciousness. For the longest time, the strongest man in the world was a man called Sergey Vatichek, a Russian. And Mr. Vatichek could lift 598 pounds over his head, but he couldn't lift 600 pounds. And he had tried many times, and every time he had failed. In fact, it was called the 600-pound barrier. They had medical journals in the various weightlifting magazines. They had articles by physiotherapists and doctors and trainers saying how the physical body is impossible. It cannot lift 600 pounds. And he tried many, many times. Always he failed. And then one time, his trainers played a little trick on him. They put 601 pounds on the bar, and they told them it was 598. Now, you might think to yourself, 598, 601, I mean, what's the difference? Well, the difference is in consciousness. And if you look closely at all areas of your life, all your limitations, all your successes, all the things that happen to you, the difference always is in consciousness. Nothing to do with the outer world. And so what happened is Sergey got down, he picked up the bar, he put it up over his head. And as soon as he had lifted the bar, his trainers started leaping up and down, and they said, "Sergey, do you realize what you've just done? You've just broken the 600-pound barrier." And he goes, "What are you talking about? It's impossible. Nobody can do it." and they weighed the bar, and sure enough, it was 601 pounds. He began touring Europe. He was like a huge celebrity for about 3 weeks. And then you know what started happening? Other people started lifting. 603, 605, 607. Because the 600-pound barrier had been broken. It was an illusion. It had never existed except in people's consciousness. And now they're close to lifting 700 pounds. The question I want to ask you right now, at this point of your training, is what are your 600-pound barriers in your life? What are the areas in your life that are keeping you really stuck and confining in who and what you are? Where are your belief system barriers? And you might say, well, I don't have any belief system barriers. I'm living my life to its full potential right now. If you truly believe that, if you truly believe that you have no belief system barriers, what that means is that you've bought into your own limitations. Don't accept what's happening right now in your life as the true measure of who and what you are. You haven't even begun to experience the true greatness that is in you.